Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. Calling it the largest donation ever to a park in the U.S., New York City's Mayor Bloomberg announced that hedge fund billionaire John Paulson has donated $100 million towards the upkeep of his city's beloved Central Park. Central Park is the most deserving of all New York's cultural institutions, said Paulson, who grew up and still lives near the park. I wanted the amount to make a difference. The donation will go to the nonprofit Central Park Conservancy, which maintains the park's 843 acres. A 14-year-old New York student was named America's top young scientist for inventing a solar-powered water jug that changes dirty water into purified drinking water. Deepika Kurup not only surpassed 9 finalists with her science and math skills to win $25,000 from Discovery Education and 3M, she persuaded the judges with a dynamic 5-minute live presentation about the plight of a billion poor people who have no access to clean drinking water. The cost-effective and sustainable water purification system, which harnesses solar energy to disinfect contaminated water, uses her own innovative process designed to overcome current problems with portable purification. Her process can kill many types of bacteria in a fraction of the time of other methods. IKEA is setting itself up as a role model for sustainable businesses by announcing it will invest 1.5 billion euro in solar and wind power to ensure it is totally self-sufficient by 2020. IKEA's solar and wind farms already generate 27% of the global company's total energy today. IKEA's People and Planet Positive campaign also includes planting as many trees as it uses in its furniture production by 2020 and purchasing half its wood supply from Forest Stewardship Council certified forest. In our top story for today, they say a problem shared is a problem halved. Now a team of psychologists in the USA has performed a series of studies that suggest sharing your good news multiplies its benefits for your happiness and longer-term life satisfaction. A challenge for Nathaniel Lambert and his colleagues was to show that there is something especially beneficial about sharing stories of our positive experience with others, beyond the pleasure that comes merely from talking to a friend, and beyond the simple act of recalling a positive experience. To do this, the researchers recorded the mood of dozens of student participants after they shared a positive experience with a friend or partner, and they compared these mood results with those taken from participants who wrote about a positive experience or who shared neutral information with a friend. The researchers found that sharing your good news with another person is especially beneficial, more than writing about it, and more than just enjoying social contact. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.